This is Steve Knopf, singer for KFRM, reporting on the Oldie Seed Farm's Fall Harvest Tour Update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. Today, I'm talking with Anthony Zukoff, Extension Associate and Entomology Insect Diagnostics Program Coordinator with the Kansas State Southwest Research and Extension Center in Garden City, Kansas. Anthony, could you tell us about where the corn and sorghum is in your part of the state right now?
Yeah, in my area right now, a lot of the corn is almost totally dried down. I think people are probably going to start harvesting corn pretty soon out here. In some areas, it's pretty mature, and a lot of the risk from pests is pretty much over for corn.
Okay. How has the rainfall been recently and then, I guess, earlier in the season when they were planting and just getting the crops going?
Actually, most of the region's in some form of drought right now. I think most of it's probably moderate drought. But early in the season, the timing of the rains that have come were actually really almost perfect. So ahead of corn planting and during the early stages of the corn growth out here, we had some good rains that helped a lot of people out. And then recently in the last month or so, there's been some really nice rains that have fallen. And again, even though that most of the region's kind of in drought, those rains really did provide some relief, especially ahead of getting into planting wheat. I think the conditions for wheat planting out here are pretty ideal at the moment.
Yeah, that's good to hear. Have there been any issues with diseases or pests out your direction that might be in the corn or sorghum that's getting harvested?
Well, that's a good question and something to highlight as far as corn diseases. Something showed up in Kansas luckily late enough in the season, probably not to impact many of the corn acres out here, but that is corn stunt disease. First time in history it's been detected in Kansas. So folks should be aware of that for next season. And this corn stunt disease is spread by a tiny little leafhopper, which is a true bug, the corn leafhopper, which was a pest that was also detected in Kansas for the first time this year, as well as some neighboring states, Oklahoma, Missouri, northern Texas, all experienced this new pest and this new disease for the first time ever. And this disease is pretty much isolated to South America and Mexico. So this is a pretty significant new arrival. And so, again, this is just something to have on folks' radars next season. For corn growing, we want to be on the lookout for corn stunt disease. As far as Milo goes right now, luckily I haven't heard of issues with sorghum aphid this season. And right now there's a mixed levels of maturity out here as far as Milo goes. But I think a lot of the acres still are at risk for headworm damage, so that's something people should look out for.
Thanks, Anthony, for sharing that today. This is Steve Knopfsinger for KFRM reporting on the Oldie Seed Farm's Fall Harvest Tour Update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum.